This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Wai Deilang Pariat. We now take a look at the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. With the support of the central government, an extensive campaign is underway across the country to eradicate child marriage. The Tripura Social Welfare and the Social Education Minister Tinku Roy inaugurates the state's first commercial coffee processing unit at Chailapi in the Unakoti ADC village of Kailashahar. The 15th Manipur Polo International Tournament held at the historic Imphal Polo Ground concludes. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Tripura Social Welfare and Social Education Minister Tinku Roy yesterday inaugurated the state's first commercial coffee processing unit at Chailapi in the Unakoti ADC village of Kailashahar. The unit has been set up with financial assistance from the Small Industries Development Bank of India, technical support from the Coffee Board, and is operated by the social organization Growing Seed. In his inaugural address, Minister Roy said that Tripura possesses a suitable environment for coffee cultivation. He stressed the need for promoting commercial coffee farming to help people become self-reliant. Those who also addressed the program included Rajshekhar Hansda, manager of SIDBI's Agartala branch, Sandeep Das, senior liaison officer of the Coffee Board, Nabarun Chakrabarti, BDO of Gurnagar Block, and Poonam Bhattacharji, Secretary of Growing Seed. The event also saw the launch of the Unakoti Heritage Coffee brand. Nagaland inaugurated its first end-to-end digital health model facility at District Hospital Dimapur yesterday, marking a significant step towards transforming the state's healthcare ecosystem. The facility was formally inaugurated by Anoop Khinchi, Commissioner and Secretary Nagaland Health and Family Welfare, who also serves as the State Mission Director of the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. The initiative, implemented under ABDM, aims to fully digitize hospital services and enhance the efficiency, accessibility and quality of healthcare delivery. Addressing the program, Mr. Khinchi said the end-to-end model facility will serve as a benchmark for integrating modern infrastructure, digital innovation and compassionate care. He said the scan and share feature of ABDM is a transformative tool that empowers patients to seamlessly share their health records with doctors, ensuring faster, safer and more coordinated treatment. In Manipur, the government distributed machines and tools to 6 Vandhan Vikas Kendras under the Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Vikas Mission and 2 Mini Tri-Foods VDVKs under the Pradhan Mantri Formalization of Micro-Food Processing Enterprises Scheme yesterday at the Autonomous District Council Hall in Senapati District. The Additional Chief Secretary and PCCF of Manipur Anurag Bajpai handed over the machines and tools to the VDVKs in the ceremony. These VDVKs are established in Senapati District. The machines and tools distributed to VDVKs includes heavy mixer grinder, the pulverizer, vacuum packing machine, dehydrator, automatic biomass charcoal briquette machine, the industrial boiler, automatic filling machine, vertical pouch packing machine, labeling machine and others, which were all purchased from the government e-mark. The nodal officer of Trifed Manipur Kamsisi Gaithu Thaime, the CF of Northern Circle Arun RS and others attended the distribution ceremony. The special judge of Pokso Court in Meghalaya's East Jantia Hills District, B. Kriyam, has sentenced Lekhi Rimbai to undergo rigorous imprisonment for a period of 25 years and to pay a fine of 1 lakh rupees in connection with a case registered in Kleriyat Women Police Station under Sections 376/506 of the IPC, read with Section 5 and Number 6 of the Pokso Act. The investigation was entrusted to Woman Police Sub-Inspector J.M. Kurba, where she meticulously conducted it, and the charge sheet was submitted vide case number 28/2023, dated 20th of November 2023. After completion of trial, Lekki Rimbai was found guilty under Section 6 of the POCSO Act. The judgment also further stated that the accused is sentenced to undergo rigorous imprisonment for a period of 1 year and to pay a fine of 5,000 rupees. In Manipur, the 15th Manipur Polo International Tournament held at the historic Imphal Polo Ground concluded yesterday. The prestigious tournament was held as part of the Manipur Sangai Festival 2025, and Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla graced the closing ceremony. He also released the souvenir of the 15th Manipur Polo International 2025. The thrilling final match of the men's international polo event between India B, Manipur and Colombia was also played yesterday, in which India B secured an impressive victory with a score of 8-5. The final match began with the governor throwing the polo ball, and the game drew an enthusiastic audience while highlighting the strong talent and competitive spirit of the players. Following the match, the governor and the first lady distributed prizes to the winners and participants, appreciating their skills, sportsmanship and dedication. The governor then formally declared the tournament closed. The 15th Manipur Polo International returns after a two-year pause, as the tournament could not be held in 2023 and 2024 due to unrest in Manipur. In Arunachal Pradesh, the first phase of training for presiding and polling officers for the upcoming panchayat elections was conducted yesterday at the conference hall of the DC office in Tawang. Deputy Commissioner of Tawang Namgyal Angmo and Jenny Silo, General Observer for the Panchayat Elections 2025, addressed the trainees and highlighted the importance of ensuring smooth and fair election conduct. Meanwhile, at Zero, Lower Subansiri District, a coordination meeting was conducted for the forthcoming Panchayat election in the district. Chairing the meeting, Election Observer Pagli Sora, representing the State Election Commission, emphasized that the observer functions as the eyes and ears of the commission. He urged candidates to follow the MCC, guide their party workers to maintain peace and ensure compliance with expenditure ceiling limits and proper maintenance of accounts to avoid legal implications. Further, Lower Subansiri District Administration reiterated its commitment to conducting the Panchayat election 2025 in a peaceful, transparent and inclusive manner. Similar training programs and coordination meetings are being conducted across other districts of Arunachal Pradesh. In Meghalaya, Makurwat People's Development Association has announced that there will be an awareness program for farmers on December 5, 2025 at the hall of the Block Office Makurwat, Southwest Khasi Hills District from 11 a.m. onwards. Announcing this, Meghalaya legislator Tenlingdot Tongkar said that the main objective of the program is to ensure that farmers from different corners of the Makurwat constituency know about the schemes and financial assistance provided by different government departments, including horticulture, fisheries, agriculture, block, basin, etc., to the farmers in order to improve their farming. Tongkar called upon the farmers from the constituency to attend the program and also urged upon the headmen of different villages where the MPDA has already sent its letters of invitation to help in informing the farmers that they can come and benefit through the program. With the support of the Government of India and as part of the 100-day intensive action plan, an extensive campaign is underway across the country to eradicate child marriage. FXB India Suraksha, a prominent voluntary organization, has taken up the mission to collaborate with various groups in Meghalaya's Ribhoi district to transform it into a district free from child marriage. The nationwide 100 Days Intensive Awareness Campaign under the Bal Viva Mukt Bharat initiative has been launched to raise awareness and provide education aimed at ending child marriage. Awareness programs are being conducted in schools, colleges, places of worship and villages to ensure that the harmful practice considered a grave violation of children's rights is finally eliminated. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.